Second Timothy, we're talking about the new birth and the leading of the Spirit. Now, Second Timothy chapter 3. We're going to look at it. Second Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. I'll read from verse 15 into 16. It says, "And from childhood you have known the Holy Scripture, which are able to make thee wise for salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus." Hallelujah. "And all Scripture is given by the inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness." So Paul actually commended Timothy's cleverness. Do you understand me? Paul commended Timothy's cleverness, and he said Timothy's cleverness as regards salvation came from what? Proper explanation. Hallelujah. Came from proper study, proper teaching of the Old Testament scriptures. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we will say Timothy too had a better understanding on the use of the tenses and the language of the prophets. Do you understand me? And where did he learn it from? From Paul. Timothy must have learned from Paul. Do you know that? He must have learned from Paul. Remember, I said when in Bible interpretation, David, you may not eat, you pay attention to the tenses and you read the Bible, the writings holistically, right? Let's look at chapter 1. Let's look at chapter 1 of 2 Timothy. It says, verse 13. It says, "Hold fast the pattern of sound words which you've heard from me in faith and in love which are in Christ Jesus." Did you see that? Chapter 1, verse 13 said, "Hold fast the pattern of sound words." Did you get that? Hallelujah. No, let's start from verse 8. Now you understand. It said, "Therefore, do not be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord Jesus, nor of me, the prisoner, but share with me in suffering for the gospel according to the power of God." Do you understand me? Now, verse 13 now says, "Hold fast the pattern of sound which you've heard from me." Where did he learn it from? From Timothy, chapter 2, verse 2. "See, and it is which you've heard from me among many witnesses." This is, he said, "Commit these things to faithful men who will be able to teach others also." Verse 8. He says, "Remember that Jesus Christ of the seed of David was raised from the dead according to my gospel." Did you see how it goes? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look at that chapter 1, verse 14. It said, "The good things which was committed to you," he said, "keep by the Spirit of God which dwells in you." Hallelujah. 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 Keep by the Spirit. He said, "keep by the Holy Ghost." That's correct. Hallelujah. Keep by the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Look at chapter 3, verse 10. He says, "But you have carefully followed my doctrine." Did you see that? You've carefully followed my doctrine. The word doctrine, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me not rush too much. Hallelujah. So you've carefully followed. The word follow is not the word mimitos now. Did you now see? It's the word parakoloteo. P-A-R-A-K-O-L-O-T-E-O. Hallelujah. That word, you know, is a compound word. The word para means alongside or beside. Do you understand me? Now, what the word means together, listen, is the word to grasp. You've carefully grasped. Do you understand? My doctrine. Meaning it was seen in the way he spoke, in the way he communicated. Do you understand me? So he said, you have carefully grasped it. Do you understand? So that is why in verse 15, he will now say, you've known the scripture which are able to make thee wise. Do you understand me? Because he has carefully followed Paul's doctrine, Paul's teaching. Hallelujah. Paul's explanation. He has followed Paul's explanation. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So in the course of the study, we said accuracy in explanation will bring about spiritual growth. We spoke about that too, right? Hallelujah. And what are we explaining? Old Testament scriptures. Meaning, listen.
I'm about to say something now. Meaning, spiritual growth can be found in the Old Testament. Do you understand? What is needed for spiritual growth is available in the Old Testament if it is properly explained. Do you understand me? That condition must be there if it is properly explained. And we said the epistles are explanation of the Old Testament books. The epistles are explanation of the Old Testament books.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And what is our place? Our place in this is to do what? Carefully read. You understand me? Anaginosko. Carefully study Colossians chapter, Ephesians chapter 3, verses 4. Hallelujah. You carefully study Anaginosko. He said, when you read, hallelujah. Glory to God. See, when you read, you will understand my knowledge in the mystery, in the mysterion of Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You understand. So, meaning the epistles were the explanation to the Old Testament. We said that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And also, we saw that the summary of the Old Testament books talks about Christ, right? Which is the suffering and entering into glory. We spoke about that too, and we looked at it from Luke 24, right? He said, fools, not to have to believe in all that the prophet have said. He said, ought not the Christ to have suffered this thing and to enter into his glory? Do you understand me? And the prophet spoke about it. And we looked at from 1 Corinthians chapter 15, from verse 3 to 5, when Paul said, Christ died according to the gospel. Right, he gave a summary of the Old Testament books. He said, we saw Acts 17, 2-3, and 1 Peter 1, verse 11. So we said the entering into glory, hallelujah. We said the entering into glory is what? The entering into glory is the indwelling of the Spirit in man. In man. So, now, this is where we're going to kick off from. Okay. And we said our faith in salvation is useless, is futile if Christ hasn't resurrected. So the bedrock of our salvation is on the resurrection of Christ. And we say resurrection is an appearing. It's an appearing. It's an appearing, the presence of. And where did Jesus appear? He appeared in our heart. So therefore, the resurrection from the dead is the indwelling of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So, the resurrection of Christ is the indwelling of the Spirit. And we said resurrection has to do with the presence of. We looked at Acts of Apostles chapter 3, and we looked at the word the presence of God. And we called the presence of God is the Greek word prospon. Or prospon, which means an appearing from somewhere. Hallelujah, an appearing from somewhere. And we said, where did Christ appear? In our hearts. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. So, the reality of the new birth, okay, this is very important. The reality of the new birth is the indwelling of the Spirit. The indwelling of the Spirit. That is the reality of the new birth. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Romans chapter 8, say, and the Spirit beareth witness with our spirit that we are sons of God. See, God has sent forth His Spirit in our hearts. Hallelujah. He has sent forth His Spirit in our hearts. That is the reality of the new birth. That is our sonship. Hallelujah. It's our sonship. the Spirit of God in our heart. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. This is our sonship. John chapter 1 verse 12. John 1 verse 12.
As many as received him, he said, to them he gave the power, the right to be called the sons of God, even to those that believe on his name. He said, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm.
So therefore, the man who gets born again is the man who is born of God. The man who receives what Jesus has done for him by believing is the man who is born of God. The man has the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. This man is not natural. This is not a natural process. No. No. Hallelujah. Some people say, when I was got born again, my tone changed. No, it has got nothing to do with anything natural. Hallelujah. It's a spiritual event. Hallelujah. It's supernatural. It's beyond the natural. Hallelujah. The man who gets born again is, you see, it is the one of the, in fact, it's the greatest miracle in the earth. One being born again. The Bible said he has translated us from the kingdom of darkness, hallelujah, into the kingdom of his dear son. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So he shields us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He has translated us from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of his dear son. So we receive Christ by believing. Hallelujah. Did you get that? Hallelujah. So when you receive him by believing, you are his son. That is the new birth. Do not be like Nicodemus. Say, there are a lot of people who are like Nicodemus. Should I go back into my mother? Ask me a question. That is a new birth. The Spirit of God is in us. Hallelujah. We'll receive by believing. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but should have eternal life. Whosoever believes. Do you understand me? That's the key word. In fact, all true scripture, the key word is believe. All true scripture, the key word is believe. Hebrews chapter 4, he said they did not believe. He said the word was preached to us as it was to them. Hallelujah. Do you understand me? But they did not believe. They did not believe. So the key word is believing. You find that also. You find also in Romans chapter 10, verse 9 to 10, with the heart man believes, with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. 1 John 5:13. Let's get to 1 John 5, verse 13 quickly. Glory to God. 1 John 5:13. It says, and these things I've written to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know you have eternal life. You believe, hallelujah, in the name of the Son of God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Are you still here? Glory to God. You believe. The key word is believing. 1 Corinthians 1:21. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 21. You find the same word used. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It says, for since the wisdom of God, the word true wisdom, did not know God. True man's wisdom, through their wisdom, did not know God. It pleased God through the foolishness of the message preached. Through the foolishness of the message preached. Hallelujah. To save those who what? Who believe. Hallelujah. So it's them that believe that are saved. Mark 16, verse 17. This sign shall follow them that believe. Hallelujah. Galatians 2, verse 16. Galatians 2, verse 16. It says, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of law, but by faith in Christ, even we have believed in Christ Jesus, that we may be justified. Did you see that? Believe in Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That same Galatians, if you go down to chapter 3, verses 2. He says, this only I want to learn from you. Did you receive the Spirit by works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Verse 22 now says, but the scripture has confined all under sin, and that the promise by faith in Jesus Christ may be given to those who believe. Did you see? Galatians 3:22. Ephesians 1:3. He said, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. Hallelujah. 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 Verses 19. He says, and what is the exceeding greatness of power towards us who believe? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Who believed? Philippians 1 verse 29. Philippians 1 verse 29. It says, for it has been given, that has granted on behalf of Christ, not only to believe in him, but also to suffer for his sake. Do you see that? Hallelujah. So we believe. Hallelujah. So you can also read 1 Thessalonians 2 verse 13, Hebrews 4 3, 1 Peter 1 8, 1 Peter 1 21. Let's take it again. 1 Thessalonians 2 3, Hebrews 4 3, 1 Peter 1 8, 1 Peter 1 21. We believe. Hallelujah. So salvation, in salvation we believe. Do you understand me? In salvation we do not give anything. Eh? We do not give anything. We receive by believing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So you don't get to someone who is not born again and you say, you give your life away so you can use me. No. Hallelujah. Eh? You have to know what you are giving your life away for, because you are supposed to believe to receive. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Is the man in Christ that can answer, I give my blood self away so you can use me? It's an act of consecration. Hallelujah. Do you understand that? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Look at Romans chapter 8. Now I want to start touching some striking things. Romans chapter 8. I want to read from verse 12. Let's all be in verse 12. Romans 8, verse 12. Say, therefore, brethren, let's start from verse 11. But if the spirit of him who raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised up Christ from the dead will give life to your mortal bodies through his spirit who dwells in you. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh to live according to the flesh. Did you see that? We are debtors not to the flesh to live according to the flesh. Tells you, we're not of the flesh. Hallelujah. For if you live according to the flesh, do you see that? If you live, the word live is the word zao, Z-A-O. It means if you lost, hallelujah, if you live according to the flesh, if you lost, zao, Z-A-O. If you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. Now take note of the word. Listen to this. It's not a conditional text. The way the King James puts it, it makes it look as if it is conditional. If you remember, I have told us about that word if in Bible interpretation. Many of the times you have to read carefully to understand what it's talking about. If not, you will read it as a conditional thing. Do you understand me? It's not conditional. How
would you know it's not conditional?
The verse 13, I mean, the verse 12, and then in verse 9, you know that is not conditional. Look at verse 9. It says, but you are not in the flesh. Did you see that? But in the spirit. If indeed, then the word if indeed, remember in chapter 1, go back to chapter 1. Let's look at chapter, let's see the people he was addressing. Do you understand me? Hallelujah. Now he says, verse 7, to all who are in Rome, beloved of God, called saints. Did you see that the word to be is in italics? It doesn't exist. There is an called saints, meaning he was writing to believers. Now, verse 9 of chapter 8, he doesn't say, but you are not in the flesh. Did you see that? So, therefore, that will now inform us what chapter 1, what verse 1 is talking about. So, there's therefore now no condemnation for them who are in Christ. Now that word, who do not walk according to the flesh, is not referring. Listen, that word, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the spirit, does not exist in the manuscript. Do you understand me? Does not exist. In fact, other translation doesn't have that. Who do not walk according to the flesh? Do you understand me? They don't have that. Glory to God. Did you get that? So there's no condemnation for the man who is in Christ. Now the King James puts it there to make you know that the man who is in Christ is the man who is not walking according to the flesh, but the man who is in the spirit. You know why they put it there? Because he, and if you read verse 3, you'll see the reason why they put it there. So there's no, therefore now no condemnation for the man who is in Christ Jesus. Then he now said they are the ones who walk, who do not walk according to the flesh. Did you get that? But according to the spirit. Now verse 3 will now tell you, for what the law couldn't do, right up on verse 2, right? I said, for the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus had made me free from the law of sin and death. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He says, for what the law could not do, in that he was weak through the flesh. He said, God did by sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh. On account of sin, he condemned sin in the flesh. And the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the spirit. He's telling you the man in Christ is the man in the spirit. Hallelujah. Did you get that? It's just a distinction. Hallelujah. So the moment you see who do not walk according to the flesh, but according, he's not trying to say those who are carnal. No. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Just a description. The man in Christ is the man. Look at verse 9. He said, but you are not in the flesh. A believer can walk in the flesh. Do you understand me? He can walk in the flesh when he minds the things of the world. Do you understand me? But he said, you are not in the flesh. He, what is Paul doing? He's bringing about what? Identification. You are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. If indeed, now that word, if indeed, is not conditional. You understand me? So it will be read, but you are, he said, but you are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. Indeed! Do you understand me? It's a statement of fact. He said, indeed, the Spirit of God dwells in you. Now, anyone who does not have the Spirit of Christ is not his. Automatically, he's telling you, when you have the Spirit of Christ, you are in the Spirit. Glory to God. Did you get that? Now, that is what you would use. That is because you already understand the flow. Do you understand me? Then you don't get to verse 13. He doesn't say, if you live according to the flesh, listen, you will die. It's not for you. Do you understand that? Because the man in Christ has what? He has been translated from death to life. Hallelujah. Did you understand that? He now says, but rather. Now the word if, listen, could actually be used with the word, could actually be changed with the word because it's a statement of fact. Do you understand me? Now he says, but if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you would live. Did you see that? Hallelujah. We are alive because what? We are in the Spirit. Hallelujah. Now the word deeds is the word prasis.
praxis. It's the word that means the function. Deed, function. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praxis. Say you will leave. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now verse 14. Now say, for as many are led. You see, he's giving you explanation of verse 14. Now. Yeah, I mean verse 13. What is for talking about if you leave upon those? You know, now let's get what the explanation is. Hallelujah. Do you want to see the explanation? Yeah? Then the explanation will not make you know. Listen, the explanation will not make you know what he's talking about. He's already giving you a distinction. You are in the spirit. Did you get that? Can we see it? Now look at verse. They say, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. Go to verse 13. That's what verse 13 to 14. And see the explanation. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if you through the Spirit, but rather, if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you would live. For as many are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. What does that tell you? It tells you automatically you're not in the flesh. Now let's look at the word led. The word led is from the Greek word ago. Ago. Ago is the word that means to bring forth. To bring forth. To bring forth. As many as are led by the Spirit. To bear. To carry. Ago. To carry. Now, as many as are led by the Spirit are the sons of God. It is as many. Listen. Take note. Okay. We'll get there. Some people say, you can be born again but not led by the Spirit. We'll see that soon. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Who does the Spirit of God lead? Say, you grow to becoming sons. Yes.
Who does the Spirit of God lead?
Hallelujah. Do you understand me? So let's flow together. Now he says, as many as are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. Ago, new birth. I mean, it talks about to bring forth, right? You find the same word in Galatians 5:18. Galatians 5:18, I'll just speak it out immediately. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Galatians 5:18, I read. He says, but if you are led by the Spirit of God, you are not under the law. Did you see? Look at from verse 7. Did you see what he's talking about? If you are led by the Spirit of God, you are not under the law. What is he trying to say? Meaning, there are some believers who are under the law. Is that what he's saying? Eh? No. Because in Rome here, in Romans, he had just told them, for the law of Christ, for the law of life in Christ Jesus has set me free from the law of sin and death. Now, Paul will not be telling one church, the law of life has set you free from the law of sin. And then he now tell another church, if you are led by the Spirit, you are the Son of God. That means if you are not led by the Spirit, you are not the Son of God. No, or you are under the law. You are still under the law. No. No. Now that is why you need to understand the word ago and what he was talking about in context. Now the word ago is, if you look at what he's talking about in chapter 8, look at verse 16. For you did not receive, the word led has to do with receiving. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption, whom we cry, Abba Father, right? And the spirit bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. That means what Paul is communicating here is about the new birth. Did you get that? So, listen. If you read from verse 15 into 16, you discover that what Paul was talking about was the new birth. So when he said as many as are led by the Spirit of God, he was referring to the birth, the new birth, the indwelling of the Spirit. So when he said as many as are led, bring now to be born of God is to be brought forth by God. Remember the word ago is to bring forth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Colossians 1:13, in the light he has delivered us from the kingdom of darkness and has translated us to the kingdom of his dear son. Did you get that? Did you get that? He has. How? He brought us forth into light from darkness. Did you understand that? Did you understand? So the new birth is coming alive of the believer. is the bringing forth by the Spirit.
You understand me?
You could say the new birth is the bringing forth by the Spirit. The new birth is the bringing forth by the Spirit. We are brought forth by the Spirit. Is the indwelling of the Spirit is the bringing forth by the Spirit.
Hallelujah.
So that is the new birth.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
So what Paul is writing there is that those who are led, or the sons of God, are those who are who have the Spirit of God indwelling them. Do you understand me? Indwelling them. That's what he was just talking about. As many as are led, brought forth by the Spirit.
How?
In your heart.
Hallelujah.
So they are the sons of God.
Sons there talks about the word heals.
Hallelujah.
Heals.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Heals.
Glory to God. It's a word you use interchangeably.
Glory to God.
Heals.
Technos.
Now it says, the Spirit Himself bears witness. The Spirit Himself bears witness. The word bears witness is from the Greek word somaterio. We'll look at that soon.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. It talks about a joint testimony. We'll look at that soon.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. So some of the New Testament realities, New Testament facts. That's a New Testament, new birth. Then some of the new birth facts.
Now remember, one of the new birth facts we've seen right now is that what? We are sons.
Hallelujah.
We are sons.
Why? Because of the Spirit of God in our heart.
Glory to God.
Another one you have to see is that we are in partnership. Oneness with the Lord.
We are in oneness with the Lord. Oneness. Partnership. We're in fellowship with Him.
Hallelujah. We're in fellowship with Him. With the Lord. Because of the indwelling of the Spirit.
Did you get that? This indwelling brought about fellowship. Did you get that? This indwelling brought about fellowship.
It brought about oneness, partnership.
That says we are heads. We are joint heads. Joint heads. Our sons.
Partnership. Oneness. Oneness.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
This happens by believing, because the indwelling of the Spirit.
Glory to God. Look at First Corinthians 6, verse 17. 1 Corinthians 6, 17. If you are there, I read. It says, say, but he who is joined to the Lord is one spirit with him. He who is joined to the Lord is one spirit with him.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So we have one spirit. Not, do you understand me? The word is one spirit with him. So we are one spirit.
It's wrong to never have one spirit with the Lord. Have one spirit with the Lord. You are not wrong in a way, but it's a tautology because the Lord is a spirit.
So we are one spirit. Did you get that? Hallelujah. We are one spirit. It shows our union with him, one spirit. In Romans chapter 8, verse 9 to 14. He says, because of our fellow, because of our sonship, or it shows our sonship. I just said that right now, right? We said it just not too long ago. Because of the Spirit, we are sons. Ephesians 2, verse 21 to 22. He said, by one Spirit.
Hallelujah.
I read in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 22. It says, in whom the whole building fully fitted grows into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are being built for a dwelling place of God in the Spirit. So it shows we are one with him. Did you see the oneness? We are his building. Oneness. He stays. He lives in us.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Look at John 14, verse 23. He says,
in that day, he said, you believe, he said, you then, he said, you know, John 14, 23. trying to put it all together. John 14:23. Let me just put it up. There are a lot of scriptures running through my head. 23. If anyone loves me, he will keep my words. My Father will love him and will come make a home in him. Hallelujah. Oh, verse 20, where I wanted to read. In that day, you will know that I am in my Father and you in me and I in you. Our union with him by reason of the new birth. Do you understand me? So the new birth brings about the union. Oneness. Hallelujah. Jesus, when Jesus spoke about this, let's see what he said before now. You know, we're in John 14. He said something before now. John chapter 8, verse 12. John 8, verse 12. Then Jesus spoke to them again, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. This big. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I am the light of the world. The word light is the word phos. P-H-O-S. Phos. I'm the light of the world. Hallelujah. Is the word implies direction. That word, phos, it implies a direction. Hallelujah. If you read through scripture, it's figuratively used for direction. But I'm the light of the world. You know it's a figure. Because, do you understand me? One man cannot light the word literally. So it's a figure. So I'm the light of the world. Do you understand me? Eh? So what does that tell you? What does that tell you? They have the direction. Oh, hallelujah. It shows direction. They say, he who follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. So those who follow him, we mean those who are his disciples. Hallelujah. And who are his disciples? Those who believe in the gospel. That's why we established that fact. Right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's look at the word darkness. The word darkness is from the Greek word skotia. S-K-O-T-I-A. Skotia. S-K-O-T-I-A. Will not walk in darkness. Automatically, if the light is... Okay, let's just... Since... Let's look at it again. Skotia. Let's look at some references. John 1 verse 5. That would arrive at the same conclusion. John 1 5. Now John used it. It says that the light shines in darkness. In the beginning was the word was with God, and the word was God. It says, same was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was anything made that is made. See, in him was life. And that life is the light of men. Hallelujah. Light of men, and the light shines in darkness. Shines in darkness. Did you see that? And darkness did not comprehend it. Chapter 6, verse 17. Go to chapter 6. Looking at how the word light was used. We're looking at John, how John used the word light. Chapter 6, verse 17. See? And he said, okay, this was used literally. He says, okay, can you skip that for a while? Go to chapter 12, rather. Chapter 12. John chapter 12. It says, a little while longer, the light is with you. Verse 35. Light is with you. Walk while you have the light, lest darkness overtake you. He who walks in darkness does not know where he is going. Did you see? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. While you have the light, believe in the light that you may become sons of the light. Hallelujah.
verses 46. He said, I've come as the light into the world, that whoever believes in me should not abide in darkness. Did you see the word believe? Should not abide in darkness. Automatically, it tells you those who, when he spoke about those who will follow him, that will have the light of life, was referring to those who would believe. Do you understand me? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So the word darkness. Okay, let's look at John again. 1 John chapter 5, verse 16. 1 John chapter 1. 1 John chapter 1. 1 John chapter 1. Verse 5. He says, this is the message which you've heard from him and declare to you that God is light. And in him there's no darkness at all. Hallelujah. He said, if you say you have fellowship with him and you walk in darkness, you lie and do not practice the truth. If we walk in the light, because we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, the Son, has cleansed us from all sins. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I love this so much. So much. We'll get to look at it soon. Look at chapter 2, verses 1. Oh, sorry, verses 11. He said, but he who hates his brother is in darkness and walks in darkness and does not know where he's going, because the darkness has blinded his eyes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. So, what this tells you is that the word scotia is mostly used figuratively. Is on few occasions you find it used literally in the scriptures. Mostly used figuratively to imply a walk aimlessly, an aimless walk, or to walk out of purpose, to walk without a direction. Do you see that? Hallelujah. It's used when somebody is walking in shadow, to walk out of purpose, to walk out of the original. You understand? To walk out of the original. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So therefore, since we say the light falls implies direction, it then means, and we say those who follow him are his disciples, it then means the moment a man is in Christ, the moment a man gets born again, listen to this very way. The moment a man gets born again, he has direction. He has direction. The man in Christ does not lack direction. Very important to state. Look at that 1 John again. You are in 1 John chapter 1. Look at that verse 5. It says, and this is the message which you've heard from him and declared to you, that God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. There's no darkness in Christ, in God. There's no aimlessness. In him there's no darkness. Meaning in him there's direction. Hallelujah. Love direction in Christ. Look at verse 6. He says, if we say we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and not practice the truth. You see that? Hallelujah. Say, for if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. Did you see that? So, meaning, what John is saying is not trying to say we are in the light and
and we can and in darkness know. Well, remember, John was not addressing a church here. Was not addressing the church. He was writing a general letter. Do you understand me? Listen to that. So that is why in verse 9, listen, if you say, look at verse 8, he said, if we say we have no sin, we this ourselves and the truth is not in us, if we confess our sins. Now, he was not writing, this is not a letter, this is not a verse to the church. Do you understand me? This is a letter, this is a message. Verse 9 talks about salvation. He said, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. When does this happen? At salvation. You know, so he said, if we confess our sins, go through scripture and see where the word confession is used. Where is confession used? Romans chapter 8. Right? Look at Romans 8. The word confession is used to proclaim what? Salvation. So when he says, now that confession which you confess, Christ as the Lord, is the confession. Now that word, listen, the moment you confess Christ as the Lord, you understand, the moment you believe and confess him, listen, what happens? Salvation takes place. What happens to sin? Sin is gone. Automatically. Do you understand me? Hallelujah. So the proclamation of Christ as the Lord over your life, listen, is the forgiveness of sins. Because at that instant, Christ, you have the indwelling of the Spirit. Listen, you have the indwelling of the Spirit, and the indwelling of the Spirit is the forgiveness of sins. Do you understand me? So now, what John did was let me just call it the summary of the message from verse 5 to verse 9 or to verse 10. Look at verse 5. He said, if this is the message which you've heard from the beginning, I declare to you that God is light, and in him there's no darkness at all. Now, if John will say in God is light, there's no darkness at all, and John now writes and said, a man who is born again can see walk in darkness, can see him being darkness, it shows the disparity. Do you understand? Because the man isn't Christ. Now, he's talking to them who aren't saved. They say, if we say we have fellowship with him, they might have been doing some nice things, doing good things. Do you understand me? Do you understand that? But we don't say, but he said, if you have fellowship with him, and you walk in darkness. Do you understand me? He said, you have fellowship and walk in darkness. To walk in darkness means you are not saved. And he said, you have fellowship with him. Do you understand me? What did he say? He said, we lie and do not practice the truth. Do you understand what John is saying here? Are you with me? Do you understand what John is saying here? Meaning, we can have such set of people in the congregations in some churches. They are not born again, but they are doing good stuff. Remember what I told you about doing good stuff, right? Right? I told you that, about doing good things. You can only do good things accurately when you are in Christ. But outside Christ, it's not counted. Do you understand me? So he said, if you say you have fellowship with him, and you walk in darkness, he said you lie. Do you understand me? And the truth, look at what he says. And do not practice the truth. Hallelujah. Say if we have, say if we walk in the light as he is in the light. Now, if we walk, listen to that conversation. He said, if we walk in the light, because he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. Did you see that? Did you see that? Hallelujah. Did you get that? Hallelujah. So you read like that into, so you understand the fact that it was not, well, John was not passing across another gospel. Remember what Paul has written. It was a message to the unsaved to lead them to Christ. So that is why in verse 9 we now say, if you confess, he's faithful and just to forgive and cleanse you of all unrighteousness. When does that happen? At salvation. Do you understand that? Hallelujah. 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 So, we that are in Christ, we are in Christ, and as such, we walk in the light. There's no darkness with a man in Christ. Meaning, there's no confusion with a man in Christ. You have to understand. What am I doing today? I'm telling you, we're talking about the leading. We're entering into the leading, right? But I want to let you know, the man in Christ is not confused. The man in Christ is the one being led by Christ. The man in Christ has the leading of Christ. The man in Christ does not know confusion. No, he does not. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Why does he have direction? The man in Christ has direction because of the Spirit of God that the man has. Look at how John puts it. Let's say John. Look at how Paul will put it.
1 Corinthians.
Paul will put it from 1 Corinthians. He said, we are one spirit. We are one spirit. Do you understand me? So the same Spirit of God is what we have. By the reason, because of the Spirit of God which we have, do you understand me? We have direction. We're going to look at Paul shortly. We're planning time to get to this place, but let's look at it. He said, what man knoweth the things of a man, save a man and his spirit? Right? Say, that is, I'm quoting 1 Corinthians 2. Let me start. He said, I have not seen, neither has he heard, verse 11. Let us enter into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that loved him. Right? Adam, he's, what is John? What is, how am I calling John today? What is Paul saying? Paul is quoting from the prophet Isaiah, right? He said, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard. Let us enter into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. But the explanation to that is what? The next verse. He said, but he has revealed them to us by his spirit. He has revealed them to us by his spirit. Did you see that? He has revealed them to us. Meaning the man in Christ does not lack direction. He has revealed them to us by his spirit. He said, what man knoweth the things of a man, save the man and his spirit? He said, the things of God, not no man except the Spirit of God. He said, you have received not the spirit of this world, but the Spirit which is of God, that you might know those things that are freely given to you of God. Hallelujah. He said, which things we speak? Not in the manner in which human wisdom communicates. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have not received the spirit of the world. So we don't have, or we don't walk in darkness. We have direction. We have purpose. We have direction. So I have direction. I'm the man in Christ. Hallelujah. Say, but the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him. Nor can he know them. For they are spiritually designed. Hallelujah. Say, based on this, say, for he that is spiritual judgeth all things. Hallelujah. How can he judge all things? Because of the Spirit of God. The word for judge all things is where discernment comes into play. Hallelujah. Judge all things. Yet he's judged of no man. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Say, for who has known the mind of God that he may instruct him? For we have the mind of God. The Spirit of God in us is the mind of Christ. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's look at Colossians chapter 1. Colossians chapter 1. We are no longer in darkness. No. We walk in the light. We have direction. Look at Colossians chapter 1. Chapter 1, verse 13.
Look at verse 12. It says, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints. Hallelujah. When you're not saying the light, you now be asking, well, this, can the saints be in the darkness? Right? In the inheritance of the saints. Hallelujah. Through the help of a teaching, we were able to see something. Hallelujah. He said, now, a new verse. That in the saints should have been the full stop. Do you understand? Now, in the next verse should then be, in the light, he has delivered us from the power of darkness. That is, conveyed us to the kingdom of his son. He has conveyed us into the kingdom of the son of his love. Did you see that? It says, in the light. That is where it starts. So, in the light, he has delivered us from darkness. That's how he does it. Because the Spirit of God is the light of God. Do you understand that? The Spirit of God is the light of God. So because the Spirit of God is in our hearts, because of the light of God in our hearts, we have been delivered from darkness. So meaning in the light, we are delivered from darkness. Did you see that? He doesn't push us like this and drag us here. No. In the light, we are delivered from darkness. Did you see that? In the light, we are delivered from darkness. That is, we are conveyed to the kingdom. Hallelujah. 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 We are in the kingdom of the Son of his love. Glory to God. Ephesians 5 verse 8 shows us similar thing. Ephesians chapter 5 verse 8. It says, for you were once in darkness. It says, for you were once in darkness. You were once in darkness. But now, you are in the Lord. I mean, you are light in the Lord. Did you see that? Did you see that? Hallelujah. 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 He says, now, let's look at it together. He says, for you were once in darkness. You were once in darkness. Just look at the tenses and look at why Colossians chapter 1 verse 13 was the way we translated it to be. It says, you were once in darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of the light. Did you see that? Hallelujah. In the light, he has delivered us from darkness. That's how he delivered us. He didn't call BNT to take us to light. Hallelujah. Once, because of the light of God that is in our hearts, because we are children of his light, hallelujah, we can't be in darkness. Glory to God. That means to say we have direction. We are no longer in darkness by reason of our blue birth. Hallelujah. So the child of God is the one being led by God. He's the one that being led by the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians chapter 6. From verse 13 to 14. It says, what? Do not be on. From verse 13 said, right? That is okay. Now, in return for the same, I speak as to children. You also be open. Do not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. You see that? It calls. It says, do not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship has righteousness with lawlessness? He calls the believers righteousness. He calls those who are not born again lawlessness, unrighteousness. Did you get that? What communion has light with darkness? The man in Christ, light. The man not in Christ, darkness. Do you not see how Paul uses his words? Do you understand me? We've seen from Colossians, we've seen from Ephesians, we are in what? Corinth. Do you understand? Okay, he calls the man in Christ light. He calls the man not in Christ darkness. Hallelujah. Let me just read verse 15. And what accord has Christ with Belial? He called the man in Christ, Christ. He called the man not in Christ Belial. Or what part as a believer or unbeliever? Did you see man in Christ, believer? And man not in Christ, unbeliever. He said, and what agreement has the temple of God with idols? The man in Christ, temple of God. The man not in Christ, temple of idol. And when you talk about the temple of idol, you look at what? Egypt. Do you understand it? Look at. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So he calls the man in Christ light. Direction. You have direction as believers because of our union. We don't lack direction. Do you understand me? The man in Christ does not lack direction. No, he doesn't lack direction. Glory to God. See, I don't lack direction. Let's go back to John chapter 8 again, quickly. You see, the spirit of the believer, as I know John, the spirit of the believer is in union with God. You understand me? The man in Christ has the spirit of God. He's the spirit of God, or his body becomes a temple of the living God. That man in Christ does not lack the direction of the Spirit. He knows the leading of the Spirit. He knows. Listen, the man in Christ does not lack the direction of the Spirit. He doesn't. We'll see from the scripture that we have the light, we are the light of God by the reason of the Spirit of God. Paul said, who has got the mind of Christ that he may instruct him? Say, who knows the mind of Christ that he may instruct him? He was quoting from the prophet. And the answer was, we have the mind of Christ. We have the direction of the Spirit. Do you understand? So, in the leading of the Spirit, listen, in the leading of the Spirit, knowing the leading of the Spirit is not a problem. Let me not use the word knowing. That will be a bit conflicting with what I want to say next. I will tell you, the leading of the Spirit is not the problem with the believer. Because the believer has the Spirit of God to lead him. From John chapter 12 as I close. John chapter 12. Look up from verse 27. When Jesus was about to tell them, or he was telling them about his death. Now he says, now my soul is troubled. Verse 27 of John 12. Now my soul is troubled. And what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. For this purpose I come. For this purpose I came to this hour. Father, glorify your name. He knows, Jesus knows what he has come to do. Hallelujah. Did you get that? Hallelujah. First of all, let me state this before we go ahead. Okay, I'll say it later. Verse 28. Father, glorify your name. Then a voice came from heaven saying, I have both glorified it. And I will glorify it again. Oh, hallelujah. A voice came from heaven. I will glorify it, I will glorify it again. Verse 29. Therefore, the people who stood by and heard it, said, that is, that it had thundered. Those who stood by heard it and said, it has thundered. Others said, an angel has spoken to him. Did you see that? They knew something was happening. They knew something was happening. Listen. But they didn't really know what was being said. Some said it's thunder. Some said an angel might be talking to him. Because they heard him say a word and they heard strikes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Verse 30, Jesus answered and said, this voice did not come because of me. Meaning Jesus heard it, but they didn't. But for your sake, you see, but for your sake,
the leading of the Spirit is in our heart. Just like the verse we just read. The problem was not whether there was a leading. The problem was not whether there was the voice. There was the voice. Hallelujah. But
they did not perceive. They did not know what was being said.
Do you understand me? So therefore, as we move ahead in this topic on the new birth and the leading of the Spirit, we have seen that the child of God has the leading of the Spirit. Therefore, I will not include another suffix to the teaching. It will not be the new birth, the leading of the Spirit, and perception. The new birth, the leading of the Spirit, and perception. Do you understand me? Because we've seen that the man in Christ has the leading of the Spirit. And what is the leading of the Spirit? The Spirit of God in the man. He's the leading of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. The voice was not the issue here. It was their perception. So, the leading of the Spirit. So, we say the leading is of God.
Listen. The leading is of God. And perception will not be how do men receive. How do men receive this leading? How do men receive this leading? Did you get me? We've said the Spirit of God is in the believer. That is to say, what is in the Spirit of God is what is in the believer. Every information in the Spirit of God, the believer is privileged with that information. But how do you receive?
What is in the Spirit is in her spirit, as I've said. What is in the Spirit is in her spirit. In Romans chapter 8, what we read, he said the Spirit beareth witness. I said the word bears witness is the word sumatorio. It means an active word that means bears joint testimony. You know what I mean? It's an active word, meaning something that happens. It bears witness. There's a constant witness in our spirit. So there's a joint testimony in our spirit. Do you understand? Bears witness, joint testimony with our spirit that we are sons of God. It's a joint testimony. The Spirit of God in the believer is what we call the inward witness. Do you understand? The inward witness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I said the leading is not the issue, but the perception. How do men receive? How do we receive the leading of the Spirit? And in the course of this topic, as we go further, we're going to look at it critically. How is the church led? We're going to look at the leading of the Spirit and receiving the leading of the Spirit. Hallelujah. I'm going to look at it both from the inward witness and by utterance. Look at how the church is being led. We're going to look at it all through from the Scriptures. You understand? Look at it from the Scriptures. And at the same time, we'll be discussing concerning spiritual gifts in our homologia series. Now, the two will blend for us. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. We are led by the Spirit. Can you not see? So say, oh Lord, lead me. Lead me.
Holy Spirit, you're my comforter. Holy Spirit, lead me home.
As I am walking along the way, the Lord is so narrow. Holy Spirit, lead me home. He's there. Hallelujah. You have the leading of the Spirit in your heart. See, I have the leading of the Spirit in my heart. I have the inward leaders in my heart. Hallelujah. So it's just to understand perception. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just quickly, within the next 2 minutes, share with your neighbor.